been a turbulent year at the University of Wisconsin. All UW campuses saw state funding cuts, and in Milwaukee, enrollment declines and a tuition freeze limit the school's ability to make up for the loss. Rachel Ida Buff is president of UWM's faculty union. She says all of that means the debate over a new set of tenure policies is happening in an already charged environment.
Faculty are feeling pretty demoralized. At the same time, 2 weeks ago, we just found out that for the first time ever, we joined this very elite cadre of Research One campuses. That's exciting, though how we're going to offer first-class research and access in the face of these double wallops is flummoxing.
Until last year, state law said UW's tenured professors could only be fired for just cause, or in the case of a system-wide financial emergency. The proposal the board takes up tomorrow includes the possibility of layoffs when academic programs are discontinued. It also creates a standard policy for post-tenure job reviews that includes remediation and eventually termination of underperforming professors. UW System President Ray Cross says the proposal is comparable to tenure policies at similar universities.
This puts the right processes in place to guard against tenure being a job for life. It is, however, important that tenure protect academic freedom, freedom of speech, the freedom for faculty to pursue truth wherever it may lead. We must protect them in that effort.
Faculty across the state are pushing for changes to the proposal that include taking financial priorities off the table as a reason for ending academic programs. David Van Ness is a UW-Madison professor and leads its faculty union.
That a campus could shut down a program, not because it's of poor academic quality or because it's not meeting the needs of students, but rather simply because another program is considered more important. That's not a just reason to have your position terminated.
But others see room to add more transparency and flexibility. Mike Nichols is president of the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute and wants more information out in the open.
Who's getting tenure, whether or not post-tenure reviews are working. I think that the chancellors also need more flexibility at the campus level to try to tailor the programs to what we need in this state, to what students need and to what businesses need.
Nichols says chancellors should be able to redirect resources and lay off faculty before having to shutter a program entirely, and questions the need for a uniform tenure policy in a system with 26 diverse campuses.
I think we just have to take a closer look at what the missions are of individual campuses and of departments and try to determine when and where tenure really makes sense and where it doesn't.
But UWM's Rachel Ida Buff says top-down decisions about where to make cuts would erode protections that foster academic innovation.
People work creatively when they feel fairly secure and even like they can take some risks. And because UWM is such an anchor socially, morally, economically in our region, we can't really afford to have it be stagnant and fearful.
President Cross believes faculty fears stem from years of combative relationships with legislators and regents. Whether a new tenure policy stokes those fears or puts them to rest will depend on what happens after tomorrow's vote. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.